You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspey. Well, it's Friday, and as usual on Fridays, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams. She's program director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And hi there, Mary.
Hi, Brad.
Now, according to the astronomy community, Comet Ison is brightening to the naked eye, but it's coming closer to the sun, so it's a little more difficult to see. Now, what's been your experience with the Comet Ison?
Well, I have to confess that I haven't seen it yet, though I've really been studying it from charts and maps. And as a storyteller, I'm really interested not only in the story of the people who discovered it, but its place in history alongside other notable comets. Because comets, they've always stirred a fascination in humanity. They don't really follow the laws of the rest of the solar system. They have a certain freedom of movement, you could say, and they've been regarded as the heralds of sacred births and significant deaths, among other things. I came across the meaning of the word comet. It is derived from the Greek, and it means the long-haired star. So in my research, I found reference to a passage from the ancient poet Ovid, who describes how the soul of Caesar, after his murder, he ascended to the heavenly spheres, and the goddess Venus bearing him upward stage by stage into the heavenly world. And here Ovid makes a reference to the soul of Caesar, that he is as a comet drawing its flaming hair after it.
What story, or is there history in the making that you're finding relative to Ison?
It's a bit of a mystery still. You know, we can't always see the historically significant events taking place while we're living through them. Mm-hmm. But the rhythms of our celestial environment certainly seem to point our attention in a particular direction. At present, the idea that I'm playing with has to do with Ison's position at perihelion, which is the place on the path where it will come closest to the sun. So this will happen on Thursday, November 28th, which is Thanksgiving for us here in the United States, at exactly 2:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, if you look at the charts and maps of Ison's path, it appears that it's going to meet the sun against the region of the sky just between the star Antares, which is at the heart of the Scorpion, and the Omega star in the constellation Ophiuchus, the snake bearer. Now, this is a really interesting region when you consider it from the realm of mythology. It's sort of a valley of the shadow of death kind of place. Ophiuchus is related to the first sacred priest, healer, doctor who was known as Aesculapius. And this individual, he was the son of Apollo, and he was such a great healer and doctor that he could even bring the dead back into life. Now, this angered the god of the underworld, whose realm is Scorpio. He's known as Hades Pluto, and he petitioned Zeus to put a stop to the work of Aesculapius because he was robbing him of all of his underworld fruits. Now, this was especially threatening when Aesculapius sought to revive the mighty hunter Orion. So Zeus sent his thunderbolt to slay Aesculapius, but to honor him, he placed him in the sky as the mighty constellation Ophiuchus, forever treading on the back of the scorpion. Now, a couple of years ago, there was a lot of talk about Ophiuchus as the 13th hidden constellation of the zodiac, because every year, the sun appears to move through the foot region of Ophiuchus when astrologers say it's actually moving through Scorpio. So this happens from late November to mid-December every year. So here there's a mystery around this region of the sky, a mystery that really seems to have to do with the forces of life and death, and it's here in this region where Ison is going to have its meeting with the sun.
So is this sensing something ominous coming up?
No, not really. You know, it can be imagined as a celestial gesture that draws our attention to a certain specific thing. And if the stories that come down to us from the ancients give us any indication, that it would seem that there's a need kind of to attend to our understanding of life and death and life after death. And these are touchy subjects, to be sure. But if we follow the further path of Ison, if it holds together through this valley of the shadow of death, then it is expected to race on past Mercury and Saturn, through the constellation Ophiuchus, into Hercules, the hero, and eventually north through the region of the starry crown, which suggests to me that there's a happily ever after all.
Well, every Friday we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, program director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And thanks again, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.